Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jay Gruden segments on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, and Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tedbert for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
Let's go talk to Jay Gruden on the Rude Guest Hotline right now. Jay, we got to enjoy week 12 in the NFL without any Commanders stress. We'll get to the Commanders news of the day on Jaden Daniels in a bit, but I want to bounce around the league with you first. The Ravens have not been impressive, but they are back in first place with five consecutive wins. Doesn't quite look right yet with Lamar and Derrick Henry running the ball, but where are you on Baltimore? They're probably going to win the division. Do you think they could go on a run the way things are trending?
There is something a little odd about them. I think Lamar is still dealing with a little bit of a knee injury. He doesn't look quite as explosive as he typically does. There's a couple scrambles in that game where he got dragged down and caught, which would never happen. So I think he's still got a lingering knee issue right now. But yeah, if he gets back to 100%, then they have a chance. Their offensive line's got to pick it up a little bit. Defensively, they're playing a little bit better than they did early in the season. So they have a chance, but they got to pick it up on offense.
What is Dr. Jay Gruden's diagnosis of this Philadelphia offense? What's going on?
I'll tell you what, they are very frustrating to watch because of all the talent that they have. You know, their offensive line is not quite as good as it has been in years past. That's one of their big issues. Obviously, they're not paving the way for Saquon, and the home run balls aren't going out of the park like they did last year. I think that's the biggest issue. The offensive line play is not as good, and Saquon's not hitting those big home run 60, 70-yard runs. But still, I think they're going to be okay because their defense is playing very good, and Devontae and A.J. Brown are a threat every time they go back to pass.
Jay, the Bears got a much-needed win against the Steelers. It would appear like they're in a great spot. They're 8-3 and leading the division, and that's where they want to be. But they have six left. They only have one game against the non-playoff team, and I think a lot of people are still anticipating not only that they won't win the division, but they'll fall out of the postseason altogether. Where are you on both the Bears and then Caleb Williams, who threw for three touchdowns yesterday but had one of the worst individual quarterback plays of the season, dropping the ball in the end zone while being sacked?
That was a hard play. I mean, that's T.J. Watt. You know, the Bears right now, their recipe for success is can really do well. If they can run the ball, I think they're like third or fourth in the NFL in rushing the football, which is huge. Doesn't put Caleb in too many known passing situations, and they're creating a ton of turnovers, man. I it's unbelievable. I think they're number one in the NFL in turnover margin. So if you're number one in turnover margin and you're running the football pretty well, you're going to be in a lot of games. So the good thing about the Bears, they've come from behind, which does a lot of good for your quarterback's confidence moving forward. So they'll be in positions where they'll be down in the fourth quarter, but they'll feel like they can come back and win. I do like the Bears a little bit, but I'm kind of with you guys. I think they're going to struggle down the stretch against these better teams.
24 takeaways, the most in the NFL. 16 interceptions, the most in the NFL. I saw a stat this week that like the top three pick getters in the league are all Chicago Bears at this point. So then with that in mind, I mean, if you look at the Lions, they're only really impressive good win in the last month is when they dominated Washington. Otherwise, two losses and a squeaker of a victory in overtime over the Giants yesterday with Jahmyr Gibbs ripping one off. Like them, Packers, Bears, who's in, who's out? How worried would you be if you're Green Bay or Detroit fan?
pretty worried. I think they all control their own destiny, which is good to say this time of year. So, yeah, I think they play each other, and it's going to be coming down to the wire. And Minnesota might have some say if they get J.J. McCarthy off his rear end and start playing a little bit better. They can knock some people off, too. But I do like the Lions. I think the Lions' defense is getting a little bit more healthy. They got a closer in Hutchinson, and obviously the 1-2 punch of Gibbs and Montgomery is scary, and Amon-Ra can do it at all, anytime. So I kind of like the Lions the best, then the Packers, and then the Bears, if I had to rank them.
Jay Gruden with us here on G&D. They don't give trophies out for how good you are on November 24th, Jay, but if they did, I think the Rams would win it. My God, that group looks so impressive. They're great on both sides, and Stafford, to me, is the MVP. What'd you make of their dismantling of Tampa yesterday?
Yeah, it's impressive, man. They can run the ball, and then you play man-to-man, and they throw a fader, a swing at the Devontae for touchdown. It's like really, really simple football. Everybody thinks this is a great creative scheme, but when you really watch them play, when they get one-on-one with Davante Adams, it's either a one-step slant for touchdown or fade. He caught another fade last night, maybe two. He had two fades, I think. He's got a ton of them this year. So Stafford can put it on them, and then they can run the ball, and then defensively is where they're playing. I mean, Forbes is having a hell of a year. He's got four picks, I think. And their secondary has been very good. Their pass rush has been excellent. And obviously their balance on offense is what sets them apart from any other team in the league.
Packers, 23-6 winners over the Vikings. You were talking about them being second in your pecking order, but you referenced J.J. McCarthy. There's a stat floating around that since 2000, he is the lowest-ranked quarterback. It's like 851 of 852. Other than Jamarcus Russell in EPA per play at the quarterback position over now 26 seasons of football, what do you see when you watch him? How bad is it?
It's not good. It's not good at all. In fact, he looks very jittery in the pocket. He doesn't really know what he's looking at. He's not very decisive. The ball doesn't come out very good, very accurately on time. He's just not comfortable right now. And then they fall behind. They got to throw a lot, and that's not good for him either. So other than completing wide receiver screens, it has been a chore for them to get the ball down the field, and they have some unbelievable weapons. I mean, it's Addison and Jefferson and Hockenson. And they can't complete a ball down the field. So it's got to be frustrating for O'Connell. I know it's frustrating for J.J., but they got to get better because he's not it right now.
What would you do to fix it, Jay? I mean, it, you know, first-round pick, no time to give up on him just yet, right? But it's only through a handful of games. But he looks lost. How would you fix it?
Well, it's easier said than done. I think, you know, crystal ball-wise, they would have never got rid of Sam Darnold, right? They won 15 games in the regular season last year with Sam, and J.J.'s coming off a major injury. It was really quite a gutsy, ballsy move to go with the rookie who didn't play one snap. He missed the whole year with a knee. And then to get rid of a guy who won 15 games for you, that's really come back to bite him a little bit. And I know they got some issues on the offensive line as well, but that was too risky of a move. And I think just with playing time, hopefully he can play himself out of it. But I don't know. I don't know what the answer is right now. Hopefully time, because right now he's not doing anything very good.
Jay Gruden joining us after a Commanders bye week Sunday, going around the league after week 12. The Chiefs probably don't make the playoffs if they lose to the Colts yesterday. They have the worst tie-breaking metrics maybe of any bubble team in the entire NFL, and they would have needed to run the table effectively to get to 11-6. Now they're 6-5. They probably could still go 5-1 and get in perhaps at 11-6. But, man, they were down 20-9 in the fourth quarter of that game. The Colts had the ball, and if they get a field goal on any of their last three or four drives, basically, they might put Kansas City away. The Chiefs did a Chiefs thing. They just found a way to win in overtime. Pretty amazing. When you don't drive a stake through a team like this, it makes you think they're going to come back to haunt you. Do you see them getting in and actually being a team that could go on a run, or do you think watching these games, it's just not the same for them this year?
I do see them getting in. I think they're going to go 5-1, like you said, their last six, and get in there. The problem is they don't have the tiebreaker, like you mentioned, against Jacksonville, and I think the Chargers, and somebody else who they're competing with. So they got to pretty much go 5-1, like you said, but they have the ability to do it. I mean, they fumbled, Patrick fumbled, Kareem Hunt fumbled, and they still found a way to beat a pretty good Colt team. So they're there, obviously, and their defense is very good still. And just Patrick, they just feel like, you know, it's kind of like Philadelphia's offense. You feel like you just wait for them to explode, and they just haven't really done it yet. But with Rashee Rice back, I think they'll get better and better as the season goes on. That's what great teams do. You know, the fourth quarter of the season, that's when they step up and they separate themselves from the pack, and that's what I expect from Kansas City.
The other team head-to-head they don't have the tiebreaker over, you mentioned the Jaguars, is the Bills. Because, yeah, you know, Buffalo may not win the East because of New England, and now you're competing potentially for the same playoff spot with Buffalo to get in.
I think Buffalo and the Chiefs are going to come in at the 7-6 seed, and they're going to have to go the road and play teams like Denver and Indianapolis. I mean, come on. You really want to play Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes? I mean, it's going to be crazy. This could be weird to see, like,
they might be favored on the road to kick off the playoffs.
They will be, 100%. Bo Nix, Daniel Jones playing at home to Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. That'll be wild. Can't believe it.
Jaxon Smith-Njigba is on pace to shatter the NFL receiving yardage record. I don't know if he's on pace to beat Michael Thomas' 149 catches, but he'll sniff it. I mean, it's that incredible. There's not much else going on in that passing game. Just what are you seeing, and how much fun would it be to have a toy like that in one of your offenses?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's a guy I didn't really think. You know, I knew he's a good player, but not like this. Holy hell. I mean, he's doing it all over the place in the slot outside, and Sam Darnold has a great rapport with him, which is good. They're a team that I think is as good as anybody, too. I mean, they had five turnovers against the Rams and missed the field goal to win the game. So, yeah, I really like that football team. I like Sam. I think he's got to just show up in the bigger games. But Njigba is an incredible player. He can beat you with the home run speed, and he's a great route runner and unbelievable hands.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. You were in Jacksonville just before they drafted Trevor Lawrence, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you had Gardner Minshew and some other Jag. I don't remember who it was. I can't remember.
Yeah, Mike Glennon, Gardner Minshew, and Jake Luton, if you must want to know.
Jake Luton, that's the guy's name.
The guy I always thought was Jay Gluten, but it's Jake Luton.
Yeah, those are tough. Those are tough games to win when you're running out there with Jake Luton against Matthew Stafford for the line. It was a tough year there.
Player coach, just like your arena league days. Jay Gruden the coach, Jake Luton the quarterback. But anyway, yeah. I don't want to say I've defended Trevor Lawrence, but I have not been quick to bury him like everybody else. I've kind of said, let's wait and see. I think Liam Cohen will get him right. I watched that game yesterday. My God, does he make some terrible decisions. This many years into his career, like, this cannot keep happening. What is he?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I don't know. He's done it his whole career. He's had a quarter where he looks like a superstar and a quarter looks like where he never played the game before. It's the damnedest guy I've ever graded. He was kind of like that at Clemson, if you really ask me. But he's always been inconsistent. That's been his number one knock, is he can really throw it. He can run. He's athletic, blah, blah, blah. And then he'll throw it right to the linebacker's face mask. It's like, what? And he'll miss a wide open hitch right in the dirt. So I don't know what the hell it is. I can't figure out Trevor Lawrence. And is a guy that you'd love to have, and then you'd be probably fired after 3 years because he's too inconsistent.
Well, so that's my question. Like, is he good is the hardest thing to ever answer ever. But, I mean, I guess the jury's then returned the verdict. Like, you can't pay him the contract they did and get away with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that he did show enough signs where, okay, he's got promise. He's getting better. He's still young. He's athletic. He's big. He's been healthy. You know, so he's got all those check marks. But then you put the tape on, you're like, he threw three interceptions in this game as well. He threw three yesterday. They still won the game against Arizona, and they're not very good picks either. So, yeah, it's a tough one. But I think Liam Cohen's doing a good job with them. They're in position to compete with the AFC South and make the playoffs. So he's doing some good.
Jay, over your coaching career, head coach, OC, and everything in between, and I'm not trying to bring up old painful memories of something bad happened, and I don't remember it. I'm actually legitimately asking. Can you remember something like Brandon Ayuk happening where the honeymoon of let's give this guy an enormous contract, and he hasn't played it down since, basically, since that injury last year, and now it looks like he's fallen out of favor, his Instagram living about wanting to leave, and it doesn't show up for rehab by all accounts. Like, can you remember something like that happening in your coaching tenure?
Yeah, probably Trent, right? I guess.
Yeah.
He didn't want to come back, so that's the closest thing I can remember. And you're talking about the best player on your football team and doesn't want to come back to play. When I was in Cincinnati, I first got the job as an offensive coordinator, and Marvin calls me and says, oh, by the way, Carson Palmer doesn't want to come back. Okay, thanks.
Cool.
thanks. I'll take Jordan Palmer and Dan LeFever. Fortunately, we could draft in Andy Dalton. But, yeah, it's crazy what's going on there, because I don't understand how you can fall out of favor going through rehab, right? That makes no sense to me. But, you know, players are players, and sometimes it's time for a change.
With that rehab angle, it sounds like he wasn't doing it. Again, I have no idea. I'm not there. I'm just sort of reading what everyone else is.
Well, they got the money back, so he wasn't doing something he was supposed to be doing.
What's that like as a coach? I mean, obviously it's frustrating, but the guys are so disconnected from the team. How do you kind of, keep them involved when they're obviously not practicing because they can't? But, like, how do you make sure they're still in the picture instead of just sort of off to the side?
That's their job. They're paid to do that. They're paid to rehab and get their body right, because that's the only thing they have going for them. They can't really participate in any of the team meetings and all that stuff. So they have to be with the trainer as often as the trainer says to be there, and the doctors. So if they start missing those appointments, then you can find the hell out of them. And it's not good. You know, I don't understand. You have one job to do as a wide receiver, and that's get your body back 100% so you can help your football team. And if you're not doing that, what are you doing? You just playing video games all day? I mean, seriously, Brandon, what is he doing when he's not going to rehab?
I can't answer it. It's a great question. I'd love to know.
Jewelry shopping, according to that video.
Yes, there is a video where he was buying a lot of jewelry, including a watch for his best buddy, Jaden Daniels, which brings me to this question. They play together in college. They are very, very tight. How much interest should Washington have in Ayuk?
Well, I don't know the extent of his injury and how healthy he is right now. So that's the number one thing. You got to check out his medical. And then number two, if you're reading all this stuff, is he... God, if Jade wants him, then go get him. What the hell? It would help to have another big-time receiver, but I don't like the sounds of what's going on in San Francisco, because San Francisco is a pretty good place to play. They had a good quarterback, a pretty good coach, and they're very competitive. So to fall out of favor there, the GM's a hell of a guy, John Lynch. So I don't know. I don't know what he's expecting. The grass isn't always greener on the other side, my friend, but he is a hell of a player. He would be a nice addition to have another deep ball threat.
To that point, though, I am of the belief, like, I know this is not how sports works, where James Harden just, you know, falls out of favor, gets run out of a town, and he'll get 6 or 7 opportunities. You know, you guys signed up for DeSean Jackson. It worked out very well. I was wrong about that. I wanted nothing to do with him leaving Philadelphia. And there are certain guys with skill sets where I remember talking to Sean McVay about it, and it's like, all right, yeah, I get it. He changes everything for you, whatever. But, I mean, if Brandon Ayuk is a problem child, kind of bad apple in San Francisco, like, can you keep preaching culture, 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 and then make a move like that? I don't know.
I think there have been guys that if your team is full of good people like Jaden, and you have good leaders like Bobby Wagner, then you can have a couple. You can have a couple renegades on your squad, and they won't ruin the building. You know, I think Philadelphia's got a little bit of that right now. Maybe going with AJ Brown, a couple guys. You know, but they're still good enough, and I think they're. Leadership is good enough where they can overcome a few bad apples. And I'm not saying Brandon Ayuk's a bad apple. Maybe he just, you know, doesn't do
things
the right way.
He's doing bad apple things right now, I guess.
Yeah. So, I think with a leader like Jaden, I think in the relationship they have, I think he'd be fine.
I want to hit on Shedeur Sanders with you. The Cleveland Browns debut him as their starter. He ends up going 11 of 20 for 209, a touchdown and a pick. Had a deep shot, 50-plus yarders that he hit. I had another nice second-level throw after extending a play. What did you think overall? That they've named him their starter for this coming week against San Francisco after he played well enough against the Raiders to get a win.
He definitely played well enough to get the nod as starter. He had two really enormous plays. One was an all-out blitz. He hit the corner out the bond, like you said. And the other one was he stepped around the pocket and hit a deep dagger, very similar to what he did the week before. So two really good throws, a lot of very easy completions that Stefanski set him up with, a lot of bubble screens, another bubble screen that went 60 to the house. So he was getting the ball out of his hands, doing the right thing. He only took one sack and had a horrible interception. So except for those two negative plays, he did what he was supposed to do. He didn't force the ball into coverage on third down. And sometimes when your defense is playing as good as Cleveland's defense is playing, you can throw the ball away on third and eight. You know, you don't have to try to force it in there, force the issue. And that's kind of the way he played. He played very conservatively, hit a couple shots, and they got the win.
Jay, Washington plays Denver this week, and that offense just has not been particularly good. They've been maddeningly inconsistent. They usually lie dormant for three quarters, and then maybe a play or two comes out of the tuchus, and they end up winning these games because their defense is so good and dominant at this point. They have almost a sack and a half more on average per game than everybody else. They're lapping the field. I believe that offense is going to come around, even though there's no sample to support that, just because I like Sean Payton an awful lot, and I think Bo Nix is pretty good. Give me your thoughts on that offense and if they can do anything, do enough to be a championship contender.
Yeah, it's all up to Bo, and Bo's kind of not quite to the extreme as Trevor Lawrence is, but he's close, where he can play pretty damn good for a quarter. It didn't look like he's never played a position in his life for three quarters. So it's all up to Bo's consistency. But defensively, they are unbelievable. I mean, they have good cover people, the best cover guy in the league. They have a great pass rush. They're going to get a lot of opportunities for Bo Nix and Sean Payton to call some good plays. And I think with Sean's creativity, he'll get one or two of those big plays throughout the course of the game. And sometimes that's all they need, score 14, 17 points. So Bo's the key. If he can be a little bit more consistent, then Denver definitely has as good a team as anybody.
Sounds like the Commanders are indeed bringing Jaden Daniels back. He'll be practicing this week, although unlikely, because he hasn't been cleared for contact yet to play against the Broncos. But we might see five games of him down the stretch. Any issue with that?
I have no issue with that at all. That's something that we should all look forward to, because, we got to make sure he continues building his reputation and what he's all about for future years. All these games are good experiences for a young quarterback. And being it's just his left arm, and I know he's had a knee issue, and he, had something else throughout the year, but I think none of them are serious enough where you say, hey, we got to set him for the rest of the year. Treat him like, no, he's got to be treated like every other football player. Get in there, learn and compete and compete with your teammates and try to get some wins at the end of the year.
What would you want to see from him? Like, kind of what metrics for success would you have for these last handful of games that he does play?
Well, I'd like to see them get the running game going. And I know handing off is not that exciting, but they got to play more physical up front. But then I got to see him protect the ball and protect himself. You know what I mean? I don't want to see him take a lot of hits. I know he's so athletic and he's so quick and he's going to use his legs, but let's get out of bounds and let's slide and live to fight another day. And then when the plays are there to be had, let it rip. And I think that he'll do that.
Jake Gruden on Grant and Danny on this Monday, as always, normally after Commanders games. We'll let you out on this. We got a Monday Night Football game tonight. Christian McCaffrey Bowl. His former team, the Panthers, at his current team, the 49ers. What do you think this evening?
Carolina's been a tough team to play, man. They look so good one week and look like they're horrific the next week. So I like San Francisco. I think McCaffrey has a big day, up two or three touchdowns and rub it in his old squad. 49ers by 10.
Jay, thank you as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
Love Jay Gruden. Love having him on the show. He is with us each and every week on Grant and Danny.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tedbert for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage, see and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.